And we're so pleased to be joined by one of the Twins' all-time greats, Justin Morneau. And Justin, good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Oh, yeah, of course. Happy to be a part of a big day.
Yeah, Sid won 100 years old. I'm sure you remember well breaking into the big leagues in 03 and meeting Sid Hartman.
I did. You know, I didn't, you know, not being from Minnesota, I didn't know the history of Sid and everything he meant to sports in this area, and got to read a book about him and then got to learn about him and see everything that he was involved with, from bringing, you know, being involved in the Vikings and, you know, Twins and everything else. It's just been amazing to see, you know, such an iconic figure and then get to know him and get to talk to him and, you know, get to learn about the man a little bit. It's been pretty amazing to see what he's been able to accomplish.
Yeah, in 100 years, and, you know, when he got involved in sports and his ties to the University of Minnesota and certainly around the Twins since day one, and a big booster of the local teams. And I'm sure it didn't take you long, Justin, as a player to figure out that he really cared about the local teams and really was interested in the team's success.
Yeah, it's you know, he was always fair. If something needed to be said, you know, he didn't have to play the fan, but, you know, he tried to put guys in a positive light as much as he could, and you know, he's always been a big backer of mine, so I've always appreciated that. But, you know, it's a tough job to be honest and impartial without guys taking it personally. And I think you know, Sid, at least with me, has done a good job of that. And if you just think of all the things that he's seen and how much all sports have changed since he got in, you know, so long ago, it's amazing to be able to pick a guy's brain like that, to see, you know, what he likes about the way sports are being run today and, you know, the way front offices are handling player transactions and how they're evaluating players and all that stuff, to think of how far it's come and evolved. And Sid was there, you know, really from the beginning of all this, you know, happening, and now to see, you know, for him to be able to see all this, it's amazing to think of his life in sports.
So you break into the big leagues, you learn about Sid and understand, as new guys, and in a major league clubhouse, there's always guys coming up from the minor leagues and players coming in through transactions. Would you clue your new teammates in about Sid and what he was all about?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. You always see Sid with that tape recorder coming around, and, you know, he's asking questions, and you see guys kind of look at him apprehensively, maybe a little bit at first, and then you just kind of go over and go, hey, that's it. He's seen everything in Minnesota sports, and, you know, you better show him the respect that he's earned, because he's been around so long and, you know, done so many positive things in the Minnesota sports community. And if you treat him with respect, he'll treat you with respect. And I think that's the way it should go with everybody. But, you know, especially for somebody who's been around and earned it like Sid has. So, you know, there's always, you know, whether it's, you know, the media directors or whoever it is in charge of those types of things, you try and let it be known, hey, this guy's something special. He's an icon in Minnesota sports. And you know, people grew up listening to him and, you know, reading his columns and all the rest of that stuff. So, you know, you show him the respect that he should be getting.
And Justin, in your experience, the lion's share of your career with the Twins, but you spend time in other towns, and it goes without saying, Sid Hartman is unique in that respect. There's really no one like him anywhere else in the country, or for that matter, on the continent.
Yeah, I think as close as anyone's come, I think, that I've, you know, interacted with, I think Peter Gammons, you know, in the New England area and what he's done. But sure, if you think of Peter Gammons, and then you add, you know, 15 or 20 years onto that, and then you've got Sid. So it's absolutely amazing the longevity that he's had, and just everything about him is Minnesota sports.
Justin Morneau joining us, former Twins great, good enough to join us here on this Sidtennial. We're going to be on the air all through the day. Justin, I wanted to get your thoughts about, you know, what's going on in the world. And there's great concern about the coronavirus pandemic and the fact that MLB suspended spring training. And really, we don't know when the regular season is going to start. So there's great uncertainty around the game right now.
There is. It's a different time. You know, we've had some work stoppages in baseball and hockey. And, you know, I don't think there's any player playing today that was involved in the last work stoppage, and there's guys that were around and have heard about it, but you know, I heard John Smoltz talking about it the other day, talking about how, you know, in 94, 95, how they kind of camps went together. And it was the hardest thing for him, he said, was maintaining that focus. It's easy to go in and work out and, you know, continue to get stronger and work in the cage. But, you know, to have that true focus when you don't really know when the season's going to start, you know, we're such creatures of habit. For me, it was, you know, once New Year's Day hit, that's when I started working on my swing. I gave myself 6 weeks of, you know, I do all my drills and I'd ramp up as we got closer to spring training. And then I knew exactly what that was going to be. I had, you know, 5.5 weeks or whatever it was of spring training. And you go through and you do all that stuff and you kind of prepare that way. And when you don't know when that start date is or the end date and all that stuff, you know, the hardest thing to do for those guys is going to be staying sharp mentally and keeping themselves focused on what they need to do, because this is a very good baseball team here. This is a team that has playoff aspirations, and we've heard World Series talk coming out of the camp, and you know, and it's all been earned and well-deserved. And when you have those expectations, I think sometimes it might be a little easier to keep that focus. But, you know, for me, I don't know, this is based on only on my opinion and my guesswork, but when it comes down to it, hopefully, you know, guys aren't out too long. We take care of this the proper way. And when we come back and the season's, you know, probably going to be shortened, does it look like only, you know, interdivision play? Is it the 89 regular, you know, games that you play within your own division every year? Or what the playoffs are going to look like? I mean, there's so much uncertainty right now, but obviously the first concern is making sure everybody's healthy and we all get through this together. And maybe this is a chance for everyone to kind of come together and support each other for, you know, all the people that are going to be going through some real tough times with kids being home from school and finding childcare and all that kind of stuff. There's so many other things that are bigger than sports, but hopefully it's what kind of helps bringing everyone together once we get back on the field.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for the time today. And once again, happy birthday to Sid Hartman, number 100 today.
Amazing. Happy birthday to Sid.
All right. There he is, Justin Morneau, former Twins great, good enough to join us here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.